stay up here if they want. This is the conclusion and summary. I think for a very first time we've had a very good meeting here. I look forward to doing it again. We've been discussing this with the different agencies and organizations that have participated. And right now, we're tentatively planning to do this in 10 to 12 months again in Washington, D.C. Our hope in going to Washington, D.C. is that we can get more federal agencies and hopefully more state agencies and more organizations to participate in one way, shape, or form. Then probably our plan will be to take this out every year to a different location, probably some of the starting with the more popular locations for reptile events like Daytona or San Diego or Chicago. We want to thank everybody for their time and their effort and their energy and the money they expended to get here. I know every one of these panelists either expended their own personal money to be here or their agency or organization expended their own money to be here. That was their choice to come and talk to us and talk with us rather than to talk to us. And I want to tell you, I want to express my appreciation to everybody that participated, whether you're just a reptile owner or whether you're a law enforcement agency that's a regulator. We need everybody to work together if we want to continue on. Reptile ownership is something that's near and dear to me. I don't want to see it go away. I want everybody to be able to keep a reptile. I want to be able to take my nephews out and show them how to snake hunt. I want to be able to see them take their nephews out and their kids out. And I think if we continue on this path, we'll be able to do that, you know, 10, 20 years from now. I think for our very first effort, this has been an excellent, excellent event. And I want to thank everybody for participating. Cindy, do you have anything? You did survive.
Good job. I think you did a pretty good job.
Thank you very much. Does anybody have any questions about this event or next year's event or any comments? Yes, ma'am. We will be publishing audio, video. We're gonna get transcripts done, and we're gonna post the papers on the NRAC website. And the NRAC website, I don't know if you guys have been there. It's completely non-political. It's completely educational. There's no advertising on it whatsoever. I don't even think we have any businesses listed in the sponsorship section. So it's completely neutral. It's neutral ground for everybody. And we want to encourage every organization to participate next year. So thank you very much for coming.